It might be the birthplace of rum, but it isn't the dark liquor that makes this island magical, although the rum is top-notch. Barbados overwhelms the senses from all angles. While it is a fairly small country, you can drive across the island in under an hour. The landscape varies drastically, offering the mighty swells of the Atlantic on one side and the calming Caribbean on the other. And that's only its perimeter. A journey across its densely forested heart reveals curious wild monkeys, mongoose, and a flurry of tropical birds. There are also multiple plantations, hearkening back to the island's tragic past and to the immeasurable strength of its people. Flights from Vancouver to Barbados. For travelers from Vancouver International Airport, YVR, a trip to the Grantley Adams International Airport, BGI, in Barbados will involve at least one stopover. Typically, the easiest connecting route is via Toronto's Lester B. Pearson Airport, YYZ. But there are also options that pass through Los Angeles International Airport, LAX. Newark Liberty International Airport, EWR, and Miami International Airport, EWR. Flights start for as little as just over $500, according to Google Flights. Travelers can also pair Vancouver flights with accommodation and meals in all-inclusive vacations by suppliers like WestJet and Air Canada Vacations. There are several different places to stay on the island, but a popular choice is the Abida by Accra. This adults-only boutique hotel is located on Barbados' south coast within walking distance of the Oystens Fish Market. There are several beaches located on the other side of the road from the hotel, including a lovely one right out front. It also has a pool, a dining hall, and plenty of rooms with balconies that have an outdoor spa pool on them. Since the resort is all-inclusive, you won't pay for meals or beverages. Located in Bridgetown, the Hilton Barbados Resort is home to the 17th-century ruins of Charles Fort, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Every room offers panoramic views of the Caribbean Ocean, and there is access to two white sand beaches. Guests can enjoy a spa with a heated sand massage bed, outdoor pools, and a range of restaurants including everything from a casual beach bar to fine dining options. If you stay at a resort, you might find that you stay put quite a bit. Plus, there are multiple places to explore within walking distance of many of them. If you plan to explore, there are several city buses that will take you around the island or taxis for more direct routes. There are also island safari tours that give you a taste of the county's highlights and rich history, showcasing the Caribbean to the Atlantic side and everything in between. During the winter, visitors will experience near-perfect weather, with almost non-stop sunny days. While it will be hot, the heat isn't unbearable at this time. Trips should be booked a few months in advance for stays at any time of the year since the price of accommodation will increase based on availability. Getting to know Bajan culture. If you ask Google what people from Barbados are called, you might see that they can either be referred to as Barbadians or Bajans. However, most of the people you meet will reference Bajan culture and all of the wonderful things that it encapsulates. Bajans have an infectious warmth and spirit, as evidenced by their lively celebrations and inviting culture. During the summer months, a visit to the country may coincide with crop over celebrations, which means there will be a party that you can attend virtually any time of the day every day of the week. Yes, a place this awesome really does exist. When it comes to the food of Barbados, many of their most popular dishes include hearty eats, such as flying fry fish or susu, the country's national dish made of seasoned cornmeal. However, locals and visitors can also eat a variety of lighter fare, staying hydrated with fresh fruits, watermelon, and coconut water. Breadfruit is a versatile food that is used in everything from desserts to stews or as a popular side dish in Barbados. The fruit's starchy consistency makes it a good substitute for potatoes and it tastes great with ketchup and other sauces. Oysten's Fish Market is a popular place to shop, mingle with locals, enjoy some local food, and listen to live music. The market is busy during the day but is extremely popular when night falls, particularly during the Crop Over Festival. Wuk Up in Barbados. A Bajan party will likely involve food and rum. Its iconic Mount Gay Distillery was founded in 1703, but it always involves music. soca, calypso, dancehall, and reggae music fill the air on hot, humid nights at every party and event across the island. These songs are about joy, drinking rum, dancing, celebration, lust, and love. People will be grinning, laughing, and singing. But they will be moving. While Barbados is a deeply religious and predominantly Christian country, the island is divided into parishes and most practitioners are Protestant or Anglican. Musical expression eschews modesty. Crop over celebrations allow people to express their sexuality in a safe and joyful way, showcasing a variety of visceral dancing styles including the popular, Wuck Up, an eye-catching style where a woman bends over sensually into a man who grinds into her backside. While summer parties might involve some sexier styles, locals enjoy other forms of dancing, including ballroom, tap, ballet, and freeform, too. Soca music originated in Trinidad and Tobago but is popular across all of the Caribbean. In Barbados, performers like Lil Rick and Ju J King have dominated the airwaves for years, producing celebratory anthems including the 2023 summer smash, Mind Off, that features both of the soca stars. Of course, Barbados' most internationally acclaimed star makes a splash virtually anywhere on Earth. Rihanna was born in St. Michael and grew up listening to a confluence of Bajan music as well as American hip-hop and R&B. Now, she commands an almost cult-like following in her birth country and around the world. But she hasn't forgotten where she came from. The Fenty Beauty songstress has attended the Crop Over Festival 4 times, wowing onlookers with her intricate, breathtaking, and scantily clad costumes. She also owns a massive mansion overlooking hypnotically teal waters on the Caribbean side of the island. Crop Over Festival in Barbados. Crop Over is the most important festival in Barbados, dating back to the 1780s when it would mark the end of the sugarcane harvesting season for enslaved workers and later the free laborers. The festival was terminated in the 1940s after the sugar industry began to decline but was resurrected in 1974. Today, Crop Over marks a time for Bajans to celebrate freedom and culture in all of its forms. While it lasts for a whopping 2 months in an official capacity, daily parties and events start ramping up toward the end of July and into the beginning of August. These parties include everything from boozy, posh brunches with hundreds of guests to four-day, a nocturnal party where attendees dance and march through the night, throwing paint over each other until the sun comes up. The events from Crop Over culminate in an impressive full-day affair called the Grand Kadument that sees roughly 15,000 people march through the streets of St. Michael in an array of brightly colored, elaborate costumes featuring everything from intricate gem and beadwork, feathers, body paint, glitter, and complex designs. Many people wear large wings and headpieces or crowns, but nearly everyone sports comfortable footwear. The march continues well into the evening with non-stop dancing and revelry. Aside from its rich culture, non-stop parties, hearty cuisine, and warm locals, Barbados wows visitors with its natural beauty. While the island sees more tourists over the winter months, the shores are practically vacant during the summer, and that's not because they are less enjoyable. The odd storm rolls in every now and again during the late spring and into the start of fall, but the wet spells don't tend to last long. So, while you may want to hide out for a moment, you can get back to the beach fairly soon and you won't be fighting a crowd. In general, the island destination sees significantly fewer tourists than other Caribbean hotspots, such as Jamaica. Since one side of the island faces the hefty swells of the Atlantic, it plays host to a surf competition and is an ideal place to catch waves. The Caribbean side, on the other hand, offers stretches of some of the most jaw-dropping shores in the world. From the sparkling white sand and bright blue waters of Rockley Beach to 3 mesmerizing shores at Needham's Point, home to the Hilton Barbados Resort, there is no shortage of places to frolic in sun-soaked, postcard-perfect settings. A trip to Barbados isn't complete without at least a couple of visits to the beach. You might even want to dance on it. And you don't have to worry about people watching, they might be dancing, too. Disclaimer. Thanks to Development Counselors International and Visit Barbados for facilitating the visit and some of the featured experiences. All opinions and inclusions are those of the author and were not guided or influenced in any way, and none of the businesses or entities mentioned were granted any previews of this article prior to publication.